This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
You say that so well, Fred. I had such a problem saying that last week.
I did notice that.
Yes.
Well, I was in the Magic Kingdom
You were magicking the kingdom. I was here struggling in the studio.
Yeah, I was.
Though the bluegrass music was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, those guys were phenomenal.
They were a lot of fun.
Yeah, so if you want to hear those bluegrass kids...
Those dulcet tones.
Yeah, go to fredandjeff.com and you can download the show or see pictures of all the shenanigans that go on in the studio. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And Jeffrey, if you are so inclined, you can subscribe to this program on iTunes. And then there's my podcast or some...
Beyond Pod.
Beyond Pod, if you are a Googlehead. Yes. And want to do that for your Android.
Yes. So what fun things are happening in the community, Elfred?
Well, there is tons of stuff coming up. Actually, we're going to be talking about the Children's Museum event coming up in a few minutes. But we have the 2013 Historic Home Tour of, and they're doing Barrio Viejo this year.
Adobe's. Say that appropriately. Barrio Viejo.
Barrio Viejo. It's actually, you say it more like a V sound, like Barrio.
Regardless of how you say it now, you didn't say it right first.
Well, I am...
Barrio Viejo.
As our grandfather, Penpen, would say, you're all a bunch of gringos.
Never said that to me.
Well, he said it to all of us, Jeffrey. So it is... The Historic Home Tour is on April 20th, and tickets are on sale now. Check out some beautiful adobes in one of our old historic homes. The Beats of Courage dance marathon. Did you go to that yesterday, Jeffrey?
You know what? I can't remember.
Well,
of course we went to that last night.
I was there for the flash mob.
Oh, yes.
Because if you showed up, you had to dance all the time. So
right.
I just decided to show up to the flash mob.
Well, and the kids, the kids brought their costumes and they danced and danced and danced. I think we got about 30 minutes out of dancing and then they were like, yeah, we're ready. They were not prepared.
It's over.
Yeah, they
it's
were not
gone.
Prepared.
We're done.
It's hard to train for a dance marathon.
Well, yeah, it is.
But it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so that was yesterday, but coming up May 5th, is the 20th anniversary of the Catalina Foothill, of the Foothills Philharmonic, started by Laszlo Verich, Zumba Dancing Laszlo.
Zumba Dancing Extraordinaire Maestro.
Maestro. Right. And they'll be celebrating that at the Catalina Foothills High School Auditorium on Sunday, May 5th at 2 o'clock. Another musical treat are Ambassadors in Blue Jeans have their annual Pops Chorus Concert on May 11th, Saturday, May 11th. I know... This is a little bit, month out, but these seats sell out quickly.
Well, and you've
we want
got
people
a,
to participate.
And you've got a special place in your heart for the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus because they wouldn't let you in, but they graciously accepted your children.
Well, apparently the age is between 8 and 15, and they wouldn't let a 30-year-old in.
That's correct.
Because my voice hadn't changed yet, but they wouldn't buy that.
Hey, by the way, I haven't seen you a lot since last Sunday. Actually, didn't even see you last Sunday. Did you catch the season finale of The Walking Dead?
I don't watch that show.
Really?
I generally
You're
don't
like
watch TV.
You're like the only person in the United States over the age of 30.
Jeffrey, there is so much going on in this community. There's no time for TV.
Okay, well then, did you catch the season opener of A Game of Thrones?
No, I did not.
Did you have time to play your Simpsons game on your iPad?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Priorities, Fred.
Yeah, there are priorities. The last thing I have before we talk to the folks from Children's Museum is on April 12th is the Copa Room Angel Charity Poker Casino and Sportsbook. So a big poker fundraiser for Angel Charities for Children.
I understand my old fraternity brother, Tony Zinman, who's come in a couple times, talked about...
The
Valley of the Moon.
And just random things.
That's his favorite karaoke song is Copacabana. Just really? Complete non sequitur, but I thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, it is non sequitur.
So
I'm going to have you introduce our guest just for that.
Danielle, what, you're here with us.
I am.
And remind me of your title. You're the chief bottle washer or...
I'm the fun master at the museum. No,
the fun master.
Actually, I'm the marketing and membership manager.
All right. Yeah. How long have you been with the museum?
I've been with the museum for about 6 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And just for the edification of our audience, we're talking to Daniela Siqueiros.
Siqueiros, yes.
Siqueiros.
I knew he'd blow that.
Before we went on the air, I told her it would be blown, but I would try.
Daniela Siqueiros. Yeah. So what is going on at one of our favorite places in Southern Arizona?
So on Saturday, April 13th, we're going to have our annual health and wellness fair. So this year we have a new theme to it. It's Let's Get Fit. And we'll have different community organizations coming out, talking to the children and parents as well about health and wellness that is in the community itself. So it'll be more like a resource fair, and there'll also be activities for the children to do.
Now, why in the world would a children's museum have a health and wellness fair?
Well, we do have Bodyology. It's an exhibit, a health and wellness exhibit in the museum. So it talks about food to the table, where it's coming from. Kids have a garden to play in. They also can experience the market area that we have, and also pick fruit from the orchard trees that we have in the exhibit as well.
Now, are those orchard trees that have been there for a while, or did you guys plant them recently?
2011.
So yeah. they're not like the old orange trees, those old mock oranges where you pull an orange off of them downtown and you try to peel it and take a bite of it and it tastes like the underside of Fred's shoe.
Exactly.
It's not those trees.
Nope, not those trees.
Okay, good.
These are fun, colorful trees.
Cool. Yeah. So I guess well, where I was trying to lead you to was that you care about the children's body as much as you care about their mind.
Yes.
And so as children are there exploring things to you know, open their mind, you're trying to help educate them on what's good for the body.
Exactly. And the parents as well. So there'll be a little bit for everyone that day. We're going to have the Kidulants from Rural Metro Southern Arizona Operations, and children will have the opportunity to tour an ambulance. And everything is scaled down to child size and proportion so that they'll feel comfortable in case they're in any of that situation.
Cool. How to call 911, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
If, Fred chokes on a hot dog, mm-hmm. his kids know exactly what to do.
They know where the will is. So there are two things, though, that you didn't talk about. Yeah. The kids who participate will get to walk away with their own little plant.
Yes. Yeah, so we are teaming up with PBS Kids and Arizona Public Media, and we'll be screening the Curious George Swings into Spring movie.
No way.
Yes, so it's a new film, and we'll have two screenings going on at 10:30 and 12:30. And then children will be able to go outside into our garden area and learn about gardening, because that's the theme of the movie, and be able to plant their own tomato seed and take home the little pot.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Very sweet. So how many kids can you get into your theater area?
There should be enough space for about 75 children.
So not a lot.
Not a lot. So be there early.
First come, first serve.
Yes.
Okay, what time does the event start?
It starts at 10 o'clock and will go on until 2 o'clock, but we will have free admission all day until 5 o'clock.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Any cool new exhibits at the museum?
We just have our ongoing investigation station that opened up and that last summer, so that's a lot of fun for the families that haven't checked it out. We also added last summer an ambulance.
Nice.
To our public safety area. And coming up for the fall, we'll have a new art studio in ECE, so the early childhood education.
Very fun.
Area. So gearing
all right.
up for summer, we have some new surprises in electricity, so stop
do
by.
Did you ever wonder if Dale Carnegie, when he gave the money to Tucson for that library, ever envisioned a zillion years later that it would be doing wonderful things for the youth of our community?
Of course. He wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Good answer. All right. So if folks want more information, where do they go?
They can go to www.childrensmuseumtucson.org or give us a call at 520-792-9985.
Want to say thank you to any corporate sponsors, or has anyone made this possible other than Rural Metro?
Yes. We've had our presenting sponsor for this is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. And it's also sponsored by Arizona Public Media, PBS Kids, Pima County Health Department, and Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Awesome. Awesome. Daniela, thank you for what you do.
Thank you for having
great
me.
Great facility down there. And I hope, folks, I hope next Saturday, if you've got the time, haul the kids down there because they can learn a lot and have a lot of fun, too.
Yep, I hope we'll see you guys there.
You will. All right, folks, we got to take our first quick break, and we're going to be back with one of the super cool friends of the show. And I guess that's it, so stick around.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson. And you know, Fred.
What, Jeff?
It's nice to share. Remember that old song? It's nice to share. It's, how'd that song go? That's the way it goes. What you gonna do today? I think I'll share. Remember that, Fred? Remember that song from when we were little kids?
No.
So when very nice people give you things to share with your brother.
Well, no. I believe the line was, if you want to give your brother one.
Wait a minute now.
All right, we're throwing everybody in the bus.
Folks, anyways, welcome back to the Fred Jeff Show.
This is Fred Jeff Show where
this
we celebrate.
Fred, the Fred Show where he gets all the good things and leaves his brother with nothing.
This is the show where we celebrate the people, the places, the events, history, and culture.
And that, not sharing.
That make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey. And we invite you.
If you want to share with your brother.
If.
Oh.
And you can visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Now, a couple of things we missed out on in the opening segment.
And those are?
Well, Daniela left us a couple passes.
Oh, I'm surprised you're telling me about that.
I have two passes, and each pass admits four people to the Children's Museum of Tucson.
At will or just for Saturday's event?
No, Saturday's event is free.
Right.
So this is for the rest of the year until they expire at the end of December. So the first person who calls me or emails us.
Two people. Let's give it to two families.
Okay. The first two people who email us at fred@fredandjeff.com will get these passes to the Children's Museum of Tucson. Also, we've the beautiful and vivacious Caitlin Jensen was not here. But this is our downtown show.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. I mean,
downtown.
We have the Children's Museum of Tucson, obviously.
Yeah.
Second Saturdays is coming up this coming Saturday.
That's right.
Tons of stuff going on. And one of the reasons Caitlin didn't come is because we're also going to be talking to the folks from the Arizona International Film Festival.
The folk.
Well, we have two folks here.
Mia. The folk.
But there's, there's
Mia,
folk.
The liar. No, can I say Mia, the not-so-truth-teller on the air? Mia, the trying to put a wedge between the brothers?
No, she said some nice things. she said nice things about you.
Well, of course she said nice things about me.
But she did say that, here, stick this in your bag. If you care to share with your brother, feel free.
Mia?
That's pretty much how it went. Hurry, I think I see him coming. Hurry, throw it in your bag.
She's like, there he is.
So, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with us today is Mia Hansen.
No, the other Mia. I'm the other Mia. This
no,
is Mia
I'm not. No, I'm not saying Schnebly. I will not say it today. You are now known as Mia Hansen because I like Mia Hansen.
Mia Schnebly,
not so happy with right now.
Mia Hansen's great. It's great
the
when I get her phone
in the
calls.
Desert. We love her. She's such a great guest. Wasn't she, Fred?
She was a wonderful guest.
Wonderful guest.
She's a little spitfire.
We should call her up and see what she's doing right now.
I heard Mia Hansen's very, very busy today.
All right, folks. So with us in the studio today is super friend of the show, Mia Schnebly. Mia, I'm just teasing you. You know I love you. because what you do is so fun.
It is super fun.
And of course, folks, we're talking about the Arizona International Film Festival.
Yes, we are.
And you've brought great folks to, you know, for us to introduce to the community on the show. And today's no exception. But before we get there, remind everybody that has listened to the show in the past and tell all of our new friends that haven't, what is the Arizona International Film Festival?
Well, the Arizona International Film Festival is a great event. It is where we gather films from all over the world and we show them here in Tucson. It's hard to believe, but we are the very first film festival in the whole state of Arizona. And this will be our 22nd edition.
Now, when you say that, Mia, you say it like there's film festivals all over the place now.
Film festivals all over. It's great. Tucson is blessed with many film festivals. We probably have at least 7 without even thinking. So whenever you see a film festival, please get out and support all the film festivals of Tucson. It's very important that we support independent film, independent thought, and we need all the film festivals we can get.
But this film festival, the Arizona International,
is the granddaddy.
The granddaddy of all the Arizona film festivals.
That's right. 17 days of film fun and friends. You can't get better than that.
And every year, I think I speak for both Fred and I, we are blown away at the number of films you guys screen.
It's incredible. I think we have a new record this year. We're going to have to look it up. But we have 140 films.
Good Lord.
From 32 different countries this year.
And how do these folks submit their films to you guys? You guys are so on the radar now that all these independent film folks know we got to get a film to Mia for the Arizona International Film Festival.
Our reputation is really growing throughout the world, and it's really kind of cool. We have filmmakers that once they come here and they realize what a great festival it is, they go back and they tell their friends. We have a filmmaker in Ireland. He gathers all the films from Ireland and sends us the best of the best. We have people that live near the Berlin Film Festival. They give us suggestions. Canada, Mexico. It's really incredible, our network that of different filmmakers, the alumni, that tell their friends, and it's really just grown massively.
And would you say that's because the folks in our community are so welcoming, or the weather, or the screens, the attendance, or all the above?
All the above. The filmmakers love the desert, nothing like the old West and cowboys and saguaros. They all have to go get their picture with a saguaro cactus. Thank goodness I know where there's one close to downtown, so I don't have to go out to Desert Museum all
the time. We just go to the neon one down on Miracle Mile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That Dirk Arnold's statue is great. Everybody should check that out. You know, I cheat. I go Broadway and Euclid. There's a lot of really good-looking saguaros right there. But they love the Old West, and they love how Tucsonans are so welcoming to filmmakers who aren't like rock star filmmakers. A lot of times, if you go to other film festivals, if you're not Quentin Tarantino, people don't care. But the Tucsonans just come out and love and support the filmmakers from all over, and they're excited to talk to them and hear about their films and ask them questions and go out drinking with them. It's a great time. Oh, we have more than just films. We have more than just films.
Films and cocktails.
Yes. Yes.
No wonder they love it. You get pictures on them.
Yeah.
And then they got to come back.
Whatever it takes.
So is the festival grown organically? Is it like that? Or are you guys sending people out on missions to recruit folks?
We recruit folks, but also grows organically. We see, like this year, we just happened to get a lot of films about music. So we developed a whole Film Stock Day on April the 20th.
Film Stock Day. What does that mean?
Like Woodstock?
It's like Woodstock, but it's film stock. It's going to be music and film at the screening room all day, Saturday, April the 20th. $15 gets you the whole day. And we're going to have a film about Floyd Dixon. It's about these three great blues piano players, and two of them are dead. So hopefully the one that's still alive can come. We're trying to get him to come out. My Way, this like Thelma and Louise kind of adventure. These two women go to California to hit it big. One of them is actually coming and hopefully performing. We're going to have musical shorts that day. It's just an incredible day of music. So if you don't want to spend the whole day for $15, you can still buy individual tickets. But $15 is the way to go.
So all these music films are documentaries?
Yes, on that day.
Wow.
On that day.
So you have documentaries and...
We have documentaries, narratives, experimental, comedy, shorts, indie youth made by under 18. You name it, we got it. 140 films. We got it all.
Wow, that's awesome. So like I always ask you every year, how many of those 100 and some films did you personally screen?
Well, luckily I'm not a screener because we had over 900 films submitted this year.
900 films submitted?
And that is the screener's life. So they have to stay in their house in the dark and figure out which 140 we're going to show. That's why we have 140. They couldn't pare it down anymore.
Okay, now wait a second. Now
they watch the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You have a crew of people that over a period of time, a couple of months?
Yep, 2 months.
2 months watch 900 films?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's very long days for them, especially when perhaps the film is not as good as you hope it could be. Let's just say that.
All right. All right. Well, we've got to take our bottom of the hour break. We have lots more to talk about. Arizona International Film Festival. When's the start date?
It's April 12th. This coming up Friday is the grand opening at Crossroads at 7 o'clock. We have four great films, something for everyone.
All right. Folks, stick around because I think you'll be very, very impressed with our next guest. And you're only going to hear him here on The Fred and Jeff Show, so stick around.
She just move it, take her to a movie. Tell her she's fine, tell her she's fine. Treat her groovy, take her to a movie. Show her a good time, show her a good time. There are so many boys in the world who really need a girl. So treat her groovy, take her to a movie. Tell her she's fine, tell her she's fine.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we want to remind people that not only this coming weekend, but every month, every day, it's a fine time to be hanging out in our beautiful downtown.
Absolutely.
And Jeff and I are down there a lot. We, you know, back in the day, I used to walk around with a cigar and go from shop to shop and annoy people. But it's
what's changed?
Nothing really. Nothing at all.
You know what's interesting?
It is so cool just walking around downtown.
Yeah,
and there's like tons of parking. You park it, and you can go anywhere, have any experience you want the whole day long.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Fred. I mean, one of the few times I would agree with you. Because, you know, you can eat, you can drink, you can party, you can dance, you can shop. There's pretty much, you can watch movies, you can see
museums,
theatrical productions,
art,
museums.
Yeah.
There's pretty much, there's not a lot you can't do downtown other than walk around in shops with cigars.
That's right. That's the only sad thing.
So that's how it's changed.
Stupid laws. And beginning on April 12th, we're going to have the 22nd annual Arizona International Film Festival.
That's right. And with us in the studio is our friend, Mia Schnebly, who is the...
Say it right. Mia Schnabel.
Schnabel.
Mia Schnabel.
Yeah, that's
what I'll answer to anything, except Mia Hansen.
I know. So, folks, I got to tell you, during our last break, Fred, how did it come up that you gave Fred a couple of tickets for the opening night?
Because you were begging. You were saying, you were like lamenting, oh, I didn't get my discounted tickets.
No, that's right. Because if you went to the Tucson Festival of Books, you guys were selling full event tickets for $80.
Yeah. So.
But now they're $100.
Yeah, it's 17 days.
All 17 days, you can go to every single film for $100, which is crazy inexpensive.
Yep, or you could get a weekend pass for $45.
Okay.
You could see five movies for $22, see, for the 22nd.
Got
how that ties
it.
In.
I like it.
Or you could just come see one, and it's either $6 or $8, depending on the time of day.
So it's still very, very inexpensive.
A
lot less expensive than seeing a first-run cruddy movie.
Yeah.
You know, but then something happened where we talked about, well, I gave your brother some tickets to opening night, and I looked at him and I said, why? How come you didn't share those with me? And then come to find out, you said, if you want to share them.
And well,
so now that
I don't
we've
know
relived
if I really
it again,
said that. And you notice he's not really quick on dragging those out of his bag.
Oh, no, he's over there showing them off to me. Look what I got.
And we also have two of those are for your listeners.
Awesome.
They would like to email if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the first two folks. Or actually, we should do the first person because you want to take a buddy. First person to.
Well, no, we have one for you, one for me, and then two sets of two.
Oh.
Yeah. They can bring a guest. Yeah.
So the next two people that email Fred@FredJeff.com, so it's Fred@FredJeff.com, can win two tickets.
It's to opening night, which is Friday, April the 12th.
This Friday night. That's awesome.
7 o'clock.
So let's get back at it.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I was asking you during the break was what kind of a budget you guys have for this festival. I was pretty amazed to hear that not only is it a non-profit event.
Yes.
But you guys hope to break even. And with the money you do make?
We try to bring in the filmmakers. If we have extra money, we try to bring in filmmakers from all over the world so people can meet them. And then we have this really cool program. It's called Festival in the Schools, FITS. We're celebrating our 15th year where we actually take the filmmakers into schools, K through college. We try to primarily concentrate on middle school, elementary school. And they share their culture or how to act, how to be a director. One time they made a film at a school. It just depends what the filmmaker wants to do. But it's a really cool sharing of, you know, what's outside of Tucson and Arizona with our school children. It's a really neat program.
That's awesome.
So we fly all those filmmakers in so they can go to schools around Tucson.
So the dollars that we spend to watch these movies help enhance the experience by helping you guys fly these folks in.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, that is great.
Before we get to our next guest, who's one of the filmmakers, and I mean, I'm excited about this film because it has a family nexus, Jeffrey.
Fred.
But I want to know, what of the 100-plus films that are being shown over this time period, what are the must-sees?
Oh, that's like picking children that you like.
But, Jeff, maybe not Fred so much.
That's
a tough question.
That is a
because you probably you've probably met a lot of these filmmakers.
Yes,
and to tell one that you like their film over another one,
well, no,
it's kind of a
like,
political thing. Fred, yeah. You should be used to that.
Yeah, but I'll jump in.
Okay.
Why not?
Let's hear it.
Life with Alex, about that really cool parrot that used to live at U of A that like helped unlock animal language. We actually, you know, start acknowledging that animals can think. Unfortunately, the parrot has passed away, but we're having a great film about him, and it's called Life with Alex.
So the parrot won't be there at the screening.
He will not be at the screening, unfortunately.
Okay.
So don't get your hopes up on that. But you can see him on the big. We're going to maybe try to bring in another parrot. You know,
maybe a Disney animatronic.
Yeah, there you go.
Jose from the Tiki Room.
Yeah, from the Tiki. Yeah, oh, God, I love those.
Guess where Fred was last week?
I know, Disneyland. Men at Work.
Guess where I am now? Disneyland.
No, I don't think this is Disney. This is not the Magic Kingdom, friend.
No, it's crazy.
No, in my brain, I'm going back.
So what was the other one?
Men at Work. You know that famous picture of all the men sitting on the girder?
Oh,
in
yeah.
New York City? Got a documentary about that. The Second Cooler, actually filmed down south about when immigrants come across and unfortunately die in the desert, how it's overloading our system, and they had to buy a second cooler for the dead bodies so they
could identify
them. Because, you know, you'd like to tell your family members that perhaps, you know, your family member has passed away and how that's affected this area. That's really cool. It's called The Second Cooler. Scaramouza is when these women riders used to go through town to create a ruckus to draw the federales out, and then the other people used to come in and create havoc. That's pretty cool. They do, like, trick riding. That's a cool documentary.
So that's what they were singing about in that Queen song?
I don't know
what Escaramuza, song. Escaramuza, will you do the fandango?
That's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, it could have been anything, Fred.
Yeah. And then there's the films that I fall in love with during the festival. Like last year, Innocente. If you watch the Oscars, it won Best Oscar for Short Documentary. And she was here, cute little 17-year-old girl, homeless, never has lived any place more than 3 months in her whole life.
Wow.
Racy's Tower Gallery had a show on her artwork when she was here. And she signed the prints. She met everybody. It was great. And then they ended up winning the Oscar. I mean, wow. So like it's like moments like that that just make me just want to cry.
Absolutely.
It's
That's
just
awesome.
Fabulous.
How many films in the festival were made by people from Tucson, Southern Arizona, the state?
Oh, that's a really good question, Fred. You can check out our website, filmfestivalarizona.com.
Well, I'm on the website. I'm on the website.
Well, I know we have three great gentlemen dealing with music. Dan Cruz, the guest that's coming up, Zoom. We have Brett Pickrick, he's taking charge. And then we have Dan Buckley. Everybody knows Dan Buckley, his film, El Casino Ballroom. And then we have probably about five other local films that I'm drawing a blank on right now. But it's on our website.
But here's the big question, though. Of the 900 films that you guys screened, how many were from local people?
Unfortunately, we need more local films.
Okay.
Yeah, we were a little down this year when our Arizona submissions. It kind of made us sad. A little sad because we support Arizona filmmakers. We love Arizona filmmakers. We want Arizona filmmakers to come to our festival. We have a whole day dedicated to them. It's called Arizona Filmmaker Day.
Oh, good name.
And then we have a great party afterwards. Check our website. You can figure out where that is. And so hopefully next year we'll get more. So this year we were a little on the low side. But
Next year we'll guarantee you a short.
Excellent.
From Fred.
Oh, really?
I'll even tell you the name of it. It's called The Kleenex. So
yeah,
you'll
so
get
the red balloon was based on my short film.
Yes, you'll be amazed.
We'll really clean up. I
guarantee we'll get it to you next year. But wait, we don't have a lot of time left. So Mia, introduce us to this nice gentleman that you hauled along with you, who's been sitting here so patiently.
Yeah. Dan Cruz. Yeah, no, we're very fortunate to have this film. This is actually one of the opening night films. You have four to pick from, and Zoom is one of them. So I'd like to turn it over to Dan Cruz, local Tucson filmmaker.
Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Good to see you. So where are you from?
I live here in Tucson.
I asked you where you're from.
Where am I from? Okay, well, let's see. Grew up in St. Louis, graduated from the University of Missouri in 1975. I lived briefly in Los Alamos, New Mexico with my wife, then lived in Boston, then lived in Reading, Pennsylvania, and in 1997, my wife and I moved here to Tucson, Arizona. We had visited here a few years before and absolutely fell in love with Tucson. And decided we wanted to live in a college town. Our kids were growing up, and so Tucson was it. And we moved here in 1997.
Awesome.
So I say this is where I'm from at this point.
That's awesome. We love that. We love that you've embraced our community and are doing cool things here.
Yeah.
Have you always been a filmmaker?
Well, I was a corporate and industrial filmmaker for 20 years, from the late 70s, right around 1980, until the late 90s. When we moved to Tucson, I left that career in corporate communications behind.
Well, and what does that mean, a corporate industrial film?
Well,
so
I worked
make
for...
films that say, do not sexually harass your coworkers.
Oh, please.
like those John Cleese films on...
Well, that sort of thing, yeah. Corporate communications. I did a lot of work with Fortune 100 companies on the East Coast, making motivational films, training films, films to speak to the shareholders of big corporations. I also worked for educational institutions and nonprofits and healthcare and things like that.
You know, the best film that I ever saw for investors was that one. It was the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The big thing said, "Don't panic," right, Fred? Dun-dun-dun-ch. All right. Anyhow, Fred,
so I did that.
You're
so
off today. I was a total Fred line.
Yeah. But,
don't panic.
Yeah.
For investors.
I don't remember that film.
Ugh. Anyhow, back
to you. So I did this corporate and industrial film work for about 20 years. When my wife and I moved here to Tucson, I got back into studying my first love of my life, other than my wife, which is the study of music. So I've now finished 2 degrees at the University of Arizona in the School of Music, the second of which, a master's degree in musicology and ethnomusicology.
Now, wait. The first degree was in what?
First degree was in a kind of a combination of ethnomusicology, percussion performance, anthropology, and filmmaking.
Okay, so a lot of fella kind of stuff. You know, fella, the guy that's coming here to U of
A.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Right.
And the second one, run that past us one more time.
Second degree is a master's degree from the School of Music in musicology and ethnomusicology.
Now, what is musicology?
Musicology is what most people would refer to as simply as music history.
Okay.
It's looking at music in its historical sense.
Okay.
Ethnomusicology is looking at music in its cultural sense. In other words, what's the role of music in our world, you know, for people, for groups of people, what role does music play in bringing our communities together and so forth? And that's kind of that orientation toward music, plus my background in filmmaking, has kind of moved me the last 7 or 8 years in the direction of making films about musical subjects.
All right. Well, we have to take our last break.
Yeah.
And in the last part of our show, we want to hear all about what you've put together. So, folks, stick around. There'll be more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronsted Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we've been talking to Mia Schneibel from the Arizona International Film Festival, and we were continuing a conversation with one of the festival filmmakers right before the break.
And his name is Fred?
Dan Cruz.
There you go. Dan, when we left, we were talking about how you just finished your master's degree in musicology.
And ethnomusic.
And ethnomusicology.
Right.
Okay. And now you've been a corporate filmmaker. Right. You're kind of on your second career.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah. Getting back to the study of music and now making this film about a musical subject is really kind of the fulfillment of what I've been trying to get at with my life for a number of years.
Have you kind of known this is where you want to go?
Yeah, about 8 or 10 years ago when I was working on that first degree at the School of Music, and I was primarily focusing on performance, I made a trip to West Africa to study the music there. And out of that, I made a documentary CD, an audio CD documentary. And I realized that doing documentary work about musical subjects is something that really turns me on. So that ultimately led to the film that I made that's being featured on opening night at the Arizona International Film Festival.
Well, tell us about the film.
Okay, this is a film. It's a 33-minute documentary titled Zoom, Tucson's Late 50s Rock and Roll Record Label.
Very fun.
And it's this wonderful, wonderful story about two guys who I got introduced to a little over 3 years ago who still live here in Tucson. They are Bert Schneider and Ray Lindstrom. And when these guys were in high school at Catalina High School, in 1959, they were at a high school dance on January 30th, 1959, and a classmate of theirs, Jack Wallace, and his band were performing. And Bert and Ray, who love music and love radio and love records, looked at one another and said, "Hey, let's start a record label." So they did. And that's the story that is told in this documentary film that I produced. The story of how they came to start this record label and the amazing series of events that ensued in the 7 months following that as the record label was brought to life and they recorded a bunch of music. And that's what it's all about.
And you talk about how these two high school kids from Catalina High School did this crazy thing, starting a record label in high school in the 50s?
Well, a lot of people were starting record labels in the 50s, but for a couple of high school kids to do this, it took a real kind of, the love of the music and the love of the record business.
And did they have any background in any of that?
Not really. They kind of knew a little bit about recording, but what happened was they got connected through this wonderful series of events, again, with a recording studio up in Phoenix that happened to be run by a guy named Jack Miller, who is even today a renowned recording engineer. And in the several years leading up to 1959, Jack Miller had done the pivotal rock and roll recordings for Duane Eddy, if you know of Duane Eddy.
Absolutely.
A megastar in the rock and roll world in the mid to late 50s. So our two high school guys, Bert and Ray, wind up doing their recording in the same studio where Duane Eddy did all of his great recordings.
In Phoenix. So they hauled everybody up north and were in the environment of someone that really knew what they were doing.
That's right. And you know, if it hadn't been for that, if they had just said, let's make a record and then got a little recorder and did it in somebody's back room, it wouldn't have been this story. But the fact that they wind up in this amazing world-class recording studio and make a total of 9 recordings that when you listen to them even today, the recordings are just astonishingly good. I mean, just wonderfully produced music.
And all those recordings still exist?
They still exist.
Can you get them on iTunes? Or are they in someone's private collection?
No. Well, I mean, here's what's interesting. Ray and Bert, the co-founders of the record label, Ray has kept everything. So you will see in the film the collection of things that Ray has hung on to for now 55 years. He has the original box that the records were delivered to him in.
No way.
And he has many of the original 45 RPM records still in his house. They have since made a compilation CD called Zoom, the Zoom music compilation CD. So the music is still around. You may be able to get it on iTunes. Record collectors around the world have snatched up these 45s. And that's the story in a nutshell. It's these two guys and their adventurous tale of becoming, for a 7-month period, record label executives and doing this world-class recording with an engineer up in Phoenix. And now, some local talent that we have to speak to, because you guys have a special connection to one of the acts that they recorded.
Well, yeah, you were telling us it was Peter Ronstadt, the old chief of police.
Peter Ronstadt, Tucson's former chief of police, was in a band. He was the lead singer and, I guess, played guitar with Pete Ronstadt and the Night Beats. Okay? And they did 4 recordings on this Zoom record label that are just outstanding. I mean, Peter was quite the singer as the young man, as a 17-year-old kid. He was an amazing singer. So they recorded 4 songs by Pete Ronstadt and the Night Beats. He recorded 2 songs. I'm sorry. I think it was 5 songs with Pete Ronstadt and the Night Beats. 2 songs with Jack Wallace and the High Tones, which was the act they saw at the high school dance on a Friday night in 1959 that inspired the record label. And they did a couple more songs, instrumentals, with a group called King Rock and the Knights. And we were fortunate in the making of the film to be able to interview not only Bert and Ray, but also Pete Ronstadt, one member of King Rock and the Knights, Jack Wallace, the singer with Jack Wallace and the High Tones, Jack Miller, the recording engineer in Phoenix, Frank Khalil.
Frank Khalil, yeah.
Who was the number one AM rock and roll DJ in Tucson, Arizona in 1959. He had something like a 75% share of the audience.
Yeah, he was huge, yeah. Huge.
Wow.
They walked in to Frank and said, "Hey, we're high school guys. We made a record label. You want to play our records?" Bingo. Their records are on the local AM radio station. And a classmate of theirs as well, who remembers the thrill of having 2 kids in her graduating class of Catalina High School in 1959 starting this record label.
So of all the things you could do, you could make a movie about your first movie, now that you're such a degreed person,
right?
How did you pick this? How did you stumble across, or how did you find this story?
Yeah, it was. It's a great kind of thing. I still remember it like yesterday. It was in late 2009. I was in the early semesters of this master's program at the School of Music, and I was having lunch with Dr. Brian Moon, who's a musicologist, a PhD in musicology, on the faculty at the School of Music. And I said, "You know, Brian, I'm thinking of making a documentary film for my master's thesis, if they'll let me do that." And he said, "Really? Boy, do I have a subject for you." And he introduced me within a week or so to Bert and Ray, the founders of Zoom Records. And over the course of several months, I decided, yeah, this is what I'll do my master's thesis about. And then over the course of about 18 or 19 months, we made this documentary film.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
And all these folks are still here in the community?
That's the wonderful thing. Bert, Ray, 3 members of the bands, Jack Miller, Frank Khalil, and then also interviewed in the film are 3 music historians, Brian Moon, who I mentioned is one of them, a fellow up in Phoenix named John Dixon, and local rock and roll star Al Perry, who's also quite the record collector, if you know Al Perry. He's in the film as well. So all these people, from their different perspectives, tell this story of what the record label was all about in 1950.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. When is that movie being screened at the Arizona International Film Festival?
Well, we have opening night. That's Friday, April the 12th, 7 p.m. at Crossroads Theater at Grant and Swan. And Dan is very fortunate that he has 3 other screenings. Correct.
2 other screenings.
2 other screenings. And that would be
The 17th at the screening room.
Yep.
Evening of the 17th. And then the 23rd at the cinema at Saddlebrook.
Yep. Going up to Saddlebrook.
Yeah. Nice.
And then you're also doing TEDx.
Doing a TEDx on the afternoon of the 18th at 5 to 6.
They're going to show the whole film at TEDx?
No, I'm just going to give it a little 10-minute talk on kind of a related subject.
What's the subject?
The subject is the importance, the power of musical memories. Okay? I mean, this film is all about people remembering the impact of music in their lives in 1959. 50 years later, they're still realizing how important music is in their lives and the memories that they have of that. So I'm going to talk about the role of musical memories in personally and in community and the importance of that.
Oh, that'd be great.
And that's also with Dan Buckley is going to be speaking.
Right, two of the other filmmakers.
And then Brett Piermack is going to be at that TEDx thing also on Thursday, April the 18th at the U of A bookstore. Free. That's a free event.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
All right. Lots and lots of stuff going on. Mia, one more time, because, folks, we got less than a minute left. Arizona International Film Festival. What's the website?
FilmFestivalArizona.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, we got it.
And the Fred and Jeff website.
And the Fred and Jeff website, right, after today. And tickets are available. You can get an all-event ticket, a weekend ticket, a daily ticket, a per-show ticket.
Yep.
There's no reason not to go out. All the venues are online. The films are online.
32 countries.
32 countries.
140 films, 17 days of fun film and friends.
That's awesome. And cocktails.
And cocktails.
Guys, thanks a bunch. Dan,
you bet.
Welcome to the community. We're so happy to have you.
Great to be here.
Thanks for doing what you do to make our community a great place to live. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mia, as always, thanks for everything you do. This film festival is just a wonderful thing.
Thanks for
having
me.
So keep up the good work. And Elf and Fred?
Visit downtown.
Go downtown, folks, second Saturday. And
and all the other stuff going on.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week. We'll talk to you next week here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and meet your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toiling, such a load, traveling down that lonesome, lonesome, lonesome road. Look down, look down.